Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Eduardo Rodriguez. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting third. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Berry moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Benitez. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Scott moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is walked intentionally. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Scott scores. Briggs moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Dick Pohl now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Porter scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-0, Brewers. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guerrero fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Scott steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia is called out on strikes. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Vukovich now playing second base. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Beníquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vukovich misplays the ball. That's an error on Vukovich. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beníquez moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beníquez tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Brewers. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pohl fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero bunts towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 0-for-2 in the game. Beníquez hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCarver tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Griffin scores. Harper goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Clyde Wright now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarver bunts towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to second. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Petrocelli scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Roger Miller now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into center field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Money steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Benitez hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carbo is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Benitez. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Bobby Mitchell pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Bob Veal now pitching. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Porter scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Tim Johnson. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Bob Hansen pinch hits for John Vukovic. Diego Segui now pitching. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Bob Coluccio pinch runs for Bob Hansen. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rob Ellis now playing third base. Robin Yount now playing shortstop. Don Money now playing second base. Ed Sprague now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin moves to third. Guerrero moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Montgomery now catching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.